The Art of Cubism. Are you an artist? Are you interested in art in all or some of its forms? It is always interesting to examine the evolution of the various forms of art, as well as innovations in art throughout history. Cubism is one such well-known innovation. It started as a new way of painting and went on to influence other artists, such as sculptors, musicians, and even writers. Cubism began as an idea between two painters in Paris at the beginning of the 20th century, Georges Braque and Pablo Picasso. For decades previously, the art of France was mainly characterized as impressionist, a style of painting using small brush strokes with bright and vivid colors, emphasizing the quality of light upon the subject, which was often people in outdoor settings and landscapes. Braque and Picasso wanted to look at objects and people in a different way through their art. It was as if they were deconstructing their subject and reassembling it in an abstract and fragmented way, usually with an assortment of shapes and angles, with very little sense of depth in the picture. The colors were, when compared to the brilliant hues of Impressionism, rather monochromatic and dull. The term Cubism came about in 1908. When a French artist described a painting by Braque as being full of little cubes. A French art critic overheard this and coined the term in the press. Soon, other artists began experimenting with this interesting style, and a new movement, or school, in painting was underway. Other artists took cubism in different directions, and Braque and Picasso themselves developed several distinct phases. Around 1912, Picasso started experimenting with the inclusion of other objects in his paintings, such as chair caning, wood, and newspaper using glue and paint. We see this today as the beginning of the craft form called collage, but at the time it was viewed as a significant moment in the evolution of two-dimensional art. Artists would also mix their media, adding shadows using charcoal, using combs to rake through the paint, and sprinkling on sand for added texture. Cubism in music soon followed, with the development of an avant-garde style of music that sounded somewhat disjointed and irregular. In 1919, the famed composer Igor Stravinsky, who was living in Paris at the time, wrote a cubist composition called Piano Rag Music, which incorporated popular jazzy ragtime sounds with darker music inspired by his Russian homeland. A cubist style of literature developed among writers living in Paris. Not only did they experiment with grammar and punctuation and non-linear narrative, but they also created written works using postcards, calligraphy, musical notation, and collage. One could say that today's graphic novels, popular among young readers, are a form of cubist literature. Do you agree?